When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to a very special edition of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, as well as your Apple and Google Play Store app, SportsDT. You could download the app for any Apple product by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean, that's podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. You can also get it on the Google Play Store by simply searching SportsDT, S-P-O-R-T-S-D-T. And on iTunes, clicking on Podcast and typing in Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora will also get you all the shows that air on WakeUpCallDT.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It is truly, and I like to say it's an honor and a privilege, but when I say that, I feel like I'm understating myself. The coach that you're about to hear from is a coach that I truly, that the first day that I met him, if you'll allow me to tell you a short story here. First day I met Scott Schaefer, he's a defensive coordinator for Syracuse. I remember I was standing in the football wing at Syracuse University, Manly Fieldhouse, and I asked to interview Scott Schaefer, and I had a one-on-one with him, and he walked over to me, and I was introduced to him by Sue Edson, who helps with the athletic department there and does a great job with the football staff and has been there for a long time. And when Sue brought Scott over to me, in that moment, I'll admit this, I was a little bit nervous. So I just turned on my microphone and I said, "Hi, Scott," and I started asking my question. He said, "Hold on a second." He said, I didn't quite catch your name from Sue. What's your name again?" And I said, "Dan Tortora." He said, "Dan Tortora, Scott Schaefer, nice to meet you." And he put his hand out, and he shook my hand. And then he said, "Okay, go ahead." And that really has defined the type of person that he is, the type of person that he's always been to me. He cares. And his morals and his values, watching him talk, watching him become the head coach of the Syracuse Orange, he hasn't lost that. If anything, he uses being a Syracuse coach as a platform to talk to you about what it's like to have a faith, have morals, have values, care about who the person is and not just about winning championships. And there's fans out there like, you know, that'll say, you know, "Hey, Dan, you got to win a championship. I mean, that's what we want. That's what we need." And I understand that. I understand that from Syracuse fans or any fans out there. But I'll tell you something when it comes to Scott Schaefer. Whether the team wins 2 games, 10 games, national championship, the one thing that you will get from Scott Schaefer is that his kids believe in him so much and appreciate him and respect the man that he is so much that they will never go down without a fight, without drive. These players want to play for Scott Schaefer. They believe in Scott Schaefer. And what I love and appreciate about Scott Schaefer is that he has seen similar morals and values in me that I believe has caused us to have such a close bond and a close relationship, that I feel that he respects me and I have respected him from the day that I met him. So it is with great honor, great privilege, a pleasure, and by the grace of God and the blessing of God that I get to do what I love every single day of my life. And in this moment that I get to say this, that I've waited a long time and been patient for, here right now is Scott Schaefer with me, one-on-one, the Syracuse Orange head football coach, in a conversation you will not hear anywhere else but from Dan Tortora Broadcast Media.
Well, the first thing, Coach, is hard nose is what you use all the time. And I've talked to the players a lot about it, talked to the coaches about it, but where it kind of came for you that that was the term that you wanted to use to help change the environment.
Yeah, well, for me, it was just where I grew up. That was just something my dad used to always, you know, talk to his players and team about, you know, playing that type of deal, that type of game, that type of football. And then, you know, after I finished playing, when I was with Bill Mallory at Indiana, that was kind of one of our creeds too. You know, we didn't put it up anywhere or anything like that, but that was Bill. That's what it was all about. And, you know, he was the last guy to have steady success at Indiana. And I felt like we won games because we out-toughed a lot of people, you know, in our tenure there. And I've just always used that term, and I thought it was always appropriate. And since I've been at Syracuse, I felt like it really fits because I feel like that's kind of what our community is too. So kind of went with it and ran with it.
When you look at the ingredients of changing the environment, obviously there was success before.
Yeah.
There were some moments where, you know, Syracuse had a little bit of turmoil, tough
sure.
times on the football field. What do you think are the ingredients that you're trying to instill to make sure that not only are you successful today, but 10 years from now, they're still kind of growing and being more successful?
I think it starts off by being true to who, you know, who we are as coaches and players, and also doing a good job looking back in the past and looking at the teams that had success here and the types of coaches that had success here, and always understanding that that formula that has worked in the past has to be a major component of the formula going forward. And that could be with regards to how we play the game, you know, with great attitude and great effort, how we look at controlling the things that we can control daily and not worrying about the other things. You know, that's another element of, you know, the formula here. And then as we move into the future, looking at the way we approach our recruiting, understanding that some of the best players that have come through Syracuse are guys that were not highly rated recruits. And it's not so much where a kid's rated when he's coming out of high school at 17 or 18 years old, but more important is to look at how we project that player over the course of, you know, 2-3 years after we sign him, which is more important than the beginning star system that so many people use today. Like I've said for years here, some of the greatest players to come through Syracuse in the modern age are guys that were not heavily recruited or heavily rated, I should say. Dwight Freeney, you know, coming out of Connecticut, was not a huge recruit. Both the Jones brothers were not heavily recruited guys. Rob Moore used to always tell me the story how he had more inches from basketball than football. Daryl Johnston, he had one scholarship offer. It was Syracuse at the major college level. And, you know, you could argue he changed the way the NFL looked at the fullback position. Those are just to name a few. So let's always do a good job finding kids that we think can project to be great players someday. Darrell, you know, when I look at Darrell Smith, who was a fine football player for us, Darrell was not heavily recruited. And you could argue he's one of the better middle linebackers that Syracuse has had in the last 10 years. Sariki Diabate is another kid that, you know, was not a heavily recruited guy. And you could argue that he was one of our best captains. The list goes on and on. So let's stay true to who we are, don't apologize, and stay with that formula.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a born caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Gentlemen, let me speak to you for a second. This is Dan Tatora of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. When it comes to an event where we're getting ready and we want to look good, we always hear about the girl's dress. What's she wearing to the wedding? What's she wearing for prom? And don't get me wrong, women are meant to feel beautiful every day of the year, at all times. But we should feel good too. It shouldn't just be that we pick up any old black tux and go on with our lives. Giovanni's Menswear gives you the opportunity to truly feel good in your tuxedo, to feel like a man in your tuxedo. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. I went to Giovanni's when I was planning my wedding. I went in and I saw John and I said, "Hey John, out of the three tuxes that are here, I think I want that one." He said, "I don't think that's the best one, but try it on." He gave me the opportunity to make my own decision. He didn't demand that I choose what he said was right. He just gave his opinion. He said, "I don't think that'll be the best one. I think this one will be the one that you'll like." And John was right. The tux that I tried on, the first one that I tried on, was the choice that John had. The one that I tried on, that I thought would be the one for me, I was completely wrong. John knows his stuff. But he doesn't know it in such a way that he doesn't allow you to truly experience it for yourself, to decide what is best for you. We've all been to different places, gentlemen. We all know that you go into certain places and the customer service isn't there. Well, John has a family-oriented business. Giovanni's Menswear gives you that feel that you're going into someone's house and trying on clothes. You're comfortable. You're relaxed. You're never rushed. And you could find what fits you best. And I thank Giovanni's for helping not only myself, but all of my groomsmen to feel well and be fit well for my wedding that I truly will never do again. That memory is with Giovanni's. Make your memory with Giovanni's as well. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. If you want to call for an appointment, you can call 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. If your event is out of state, if the wedding's out of state, or if you have groomsmen coming in from out of state, it's no problem. My groomsmen were from Vermont, Massachusetts, Florida, and Pennsylvania, and we all went to Giovanni's and found exactly what made us all look good standing up there on the altar. Giovanni's, 315-455-8729. And you can get to them on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Gentlemen, it's our day too. 315-455-8729. Call Giovanni's. When it comes to finding a vehicle, listen, I understand. It's not the easiest thing to do. You want to make sure that you can trust the people that you're buying from or leasing from. You want to make sure that they actually care about you as more than just a customer. You want to know if you bring your car back there that it'll be serviced well, that these are people that you can come back and see again and feel comfortable with, feel safe with, and you want to feel safe in the car you're driving. Well, that's why I go to Honda City. Honda City is the place for me. Why? Because I like the Honda product, and I like the way that I'm treated at Honda City specifically. Honda City at 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, has given me an opportunity to go into the next step of my life, leasing my own vehicle, to go out on the road and know that that vehicle and I have a connection, that that's mine. And I get the opportunity to pick my color, pick the type of car that I like to drive from Honda, and know the history of Honda that I've had. that cars last a long time, that these are cars you can put miles on as long as you treat that car well, that this is a car that looks good, feels good, gives me an opportunity to really take a hold of the road and feel comfortable. It's a family vehicle. It's a one-on-one, take-a-trip vehicle. It's a vehicle that you can sit in and feel good in because you know the history of Honda has been strong when it comes to safety, when it comes to price, and when it comes to Honda City. There is no better place for me to go, and that's why I personally chose Honda City. 315-451-6750 is the number to call to set up an appointment or to ask questions about what's available. 315-451-6750. Honda City on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, offers you an opportunity for a new car or a used car. If you're buying or you're leasing, do it from someone you can trust. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York.
When you get to be in front of these recruits, what are you looking for when you're having a conversation with them? Because I know morals and values, and you like to kind of look into the soul of the person as opposed to what are the stats, what did you do? I mean, obviously that might get them in the door, right, but you always look further than that. So when they're sitting in your office, what are you looking for?
I'm always looking for kids and families that have like values to us, you know. A lot of people refer to it as their core values. It starts off with, do they truly love the game of football? Many times I'll ask a recruit, would you be playing football if it was a non-scholarship situation around the country? And the kid that said, no, coach, I'll play no matter what. That's who I'm looking for. I also look for players that don't carry a sense of entitlement with them. A lot of times you'd be amazed at how many kids have that mindset that they're entitled to certain things. I want guys that look forward to the battle, you know, the war that is part of becoming a great player. And it starts with guys that carry a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, to be quite honest with you. And then I look at guys that have people in their life that believe in them, that are sturdy citizens. And it's not always a mom or a dad. Sometimes it's a grandmother. Sometimes it's a coach. You know, done a lot of recruiting down at North Miami Beach for years and years. And Coach Bertani down there is a guy that when you coach one of Coach Bertani's kids, you know what you're getting. You're going to get a kid that's high effort, that can be coached hard, and has a bring it on type mentality. And every kid I've ever coached or recruited from Coach Bertani's team has been a great example of kids that appreciate the opportunity and don't walk around with a sense of entitlement.
A lot of these recruits that I've talked to, their situation at home, a lot of times there is no father.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's no mother. How do you kind of look at how this world is that you're going after these kids that, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old that are coming into you, and some of them have developed into very good people and good citizens knowing that they don't have
right.
that lifestyle at home? How do you kind of handle that? Because I know on my end it's hard to hear interview after interview that dad's not around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the reality of the demographic makeup of the kids that we're recruiting, not just at Syracuse, but across the country. The only place that had a ton of old school standard family setups, you know, the nuclear family with mom and dad and a dog and two kids or three kids, was really at Stanford. Everywhere else, you know, we're going into situations just like you mentioned. And the beauty of what we have an opportunity to do as coaches is go find the one kid that we think fits and that can break the cycle. Many times it's breaking the cycle of multiple generations that have been on welfare, that are at or near poverty level, that come from single parent or no parent homes. And that's reality, you know. So for us, if we can find the kid that we think has the determination and the intestinal fortitude to break the cycle, that's probably the greatest thing about what we do as coaches. And what I look for is a kid that has that fire or that it factor. And usually, there's a process when you go into the high school. I always tell the coaches, the high school coaches are probably going to tell you what you want to hear. So when you're going in, I can remember going in to meet Shamarco Thomas, and before I met him, when I was going through the security, I asked an old security guard there, I said, tell me about Shamarco Thomas. And then he goes, Coach, you can't mess with him because he's a great kid. He's a better person than he is a football player. Go to the guidance department, bump into the principal and say, hey, do you know so-and-so, and see their reaction. So before you even sit down with the kid or the coach, you can get a lot of information from people that don't have any invested interest in that young man. And, my daughter came to me maybe a year and a half ago. She was doing a paper in class over at FM where she goes to school. And she said, Dad, I'm doing this project. They're having our parents tell us who their idols are. And I thought about it. And I thought about a kid named Larry Williams, who's from Dunbar High School in Chicago many years ago, one of my first recruits from Chicago to play for us at Northern Illinois. And when I got to know Larry, he was kind of on his own. He had a good mom, but they grew up in the projects. And, he went through gang-infested neighborhoods to get to school every day. And he was just a special person. And everybody in the school said the same thing about him, that he's a kid that's going to get out and stay out. And he's done that now. And I always kind of idolize those kids I'm recruiting sometimes, because they do things that I don't know if I were in their shoes, I don't know if I'd be as strong or as capable to not take the easy way out. And you can tell, in a short period of time, if that kid is one of those special people that deserve an opportunity that they've earned, probably harder than kids that come from what used to be called a traditional environment.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreissigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
We all want to go to a great restaurant, a restaurant that gives you good food, good service for a good price. Well, how about having a great atmosphere? Any single day of the year, Boreo's Restaurant on Oneida Lake, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, gives you the opportunity to truly feel like you're on vacation out somewhere. So if you're from Central New York or upstate New York, it looks like you've taken a trip and transformed yourself into another area. Or, if you're coming into town, it gives you the opportunity to truly get a feel for something special that you may not expect from upstate New York. Boreo's Restaurant, truly a different experience when it comes to being on the water in the spring, summer, and into the fall, as well as in the winter, where you can look out as the snow falls on an ice-covered Oneida Lake. Truly a beautiful experience. They have banquet halls that are open throughout the week for anniversaries, bridal showers, as well as birthday parties, and pretty much whatever event you have going on, to call Boreo's and ask them about those banquet halls. And you could give them a call at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. On top of that, once a month, I, Dan Totora, will be out with Syracuse Orange men's basketball assistant coach Adrian Autry as we have our live show broadcasted solely from Boreo's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, where we get to talk with you, the fans, about Syracuse basketball and so much more. Also, once a month, Rob Drummond and I, Rob Drummond of the NFL, CFL, and Syracuse Orange, part of the last undefeated Syracuse Orange football team, we're also out there talking not only about his history, football, but also about Raps, something he's created to help athletes grow and people in general grow to their highest potential. Rob Drummond and I will be out at Boreo's every single month as well. Make sure you check wakeupcalldt.com on the homepage to find out what dates you'll be able to come out and see Rob Drummond and Adrian Autry at Boreo's Restaurant. Exclusive live shows for you, the fans. Rob Drummond to talk football, Adrian Autry to talk basketball, and me, Dan Totora, to talk with you fans about everything around sports in the community. Only at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, Boreo's Restaurant. More than just a great experience for dining. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. No matter what culture you're from, where in the country you're from, where internationally you're from, or what language you speak, we all show that we love our teams by clapping our hands. FanHands.com enhances that, gives you an opportunity to clap even louder. It's a beautiful experience to be at a game. It's an even more memorable experience to be at a game wearing fan hands. FanHands.com, 11 different colors, always in stock. Find your favorite team's colors and get your fan hands at FanHands.com. FanHands.com. Start wearing your fan hands and start clapping today louder than you did yesterday. Because when it comes to your team, there is no bigger sign of affection and appreciation than showing your support. True fans show their support with fan hands. FanHands.com. FanHands.com. The only place to get the ultimate sports fan accessory.
We've talked about family. I know how important your family is to you. What has your wife taught you about being a good coach?
Stay true to who you are. Stay on track with the value system. I remember having an opportunity to take another job somewhere that probably wouldn't lend itself to recruiting kids from the tougher backgrounds. And before I made a decision as to whether or not I should look at that job, my son said, "I don't think you should take the job, Dad, because you won't be able to help the kind of kids that you love to help." And that started with the influence Missy had on my children. You know, Missy's the smartest person in the family, and she sees the big picture, and she always says, stay true to the big picture. It doesn't matter how much money we make or, you know, how big the job may or may not be. It's about whether you fit and if the value system is such. That's what excites me about the future here at Syracuse, is I think with the chancellor, you know, Chancellor Siverud's the type of person. He and his wife carry the same value systems, that it's about the kid's experience in college. It's not just the class, it's the experience that that youngster has. And it's great when you get a chance to align yourself with people that have the same core values.
What has Wolf taught you about being a good coach?
Oh, I think all of us coaches are become better coaches when our children get older, and then you start to contemplate who you would like to see them play for or not play for, and also the way you treat each player. When I was younger, I treated them more like peers and friends when I was a young coach, and maybe I'd be over the top at times because I'd get mad at them and know that they were better than they were acting or the choices that they were making. And then, you know, when you see your own son go through it and you hear him reflect on why or why not he enjoys playing for certain coaches, you become a better coach because you're looking at him as somebody's child. So I think all of us, I know DeAndre Smith and I have talked about that a lot in the past, that, you know, we became better coaches when we realized that people were going to be coaching our kids too. And how would you like to be your child treated? And that's how, you know, you'd like to treat the kids you're coaching. That doesn't mean you're not hard on them. That doesn't mean you don't make mistakes being too hard on them. That hard love sometimes is the best love. Would you do it to your own son? And if the answer is yes, then go ahead and coach that youngster the same way.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com. Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, is the place to be when it comes to treating yourself to something truly special. It's not only Carvel's ice cream that keeps you coming back, it's the fact that Carvel DeWitt is the longest standing Carvel franchise in America. 60 plus years of serving the Central New York community and all the guests that come into town. It's also the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sundae, which is chocolate or vanilla soft serve, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel, whipped cream, and a cherry. And if you're looking for the calorie-conscious side of things, Carvel Light also comes in chocolate, vanilla, or a twist in soft serve, and you can get that with the Wake Up Call Sundae, ice cream cakes, as well as the flying saucers that Carvel DeWitt offers you. Carvel Light, offering you that awesome, phenomenal Carvel flavor with less calories per ounce. Make sure you get out to Carvel right now. Open every single day of the week, every day of the year. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York.
You brought up Elsa in the same respect. What has she done to help you?
Well, sweet Elsa is the one in the family that has all of us keep our balance, because she has a different personality than all of us. And she has always seen the big picture, probably better than all of us. And, you know, she'll make comments like, "Dad, just always remember it's just a game. It's about the people." And she'll say some profound things every once in a while. And she has a gift. She treats people really well. She has a gift with children. She's a very, both Wolf and Elsa are very caring people. And it's more than, you know, where am I? It's where are we? And Elsa's taught me that approach, or reminded me to stay on track with that approach.
You asked people to buy in to Syracuse. What made you buy in? Because even when I talk to recruits now, they think of you as someone who's been there since the beginning, played there. They've put you into the brand of Orange football. What made you buy into this, knowing that, you know, this wasn't the college that you came from?
Well, football's football, and education and athletics at all the different universities I've been at starts off with the same goals, you know, win games, keep your job. But for me, it's more about the people, and the people at Syracuse, the former players, the former coaches. You know, before you take a job, you read up on the history of the school and stuff. I was familiar with Syracuse when Coach Mack was here. Coach Mack and his staff had my brother come out for a junior day visit, and my brother probably just wasn't quite good enough to play at Syracuse, and Coach Mack was upfront and honest with him. And also, when I look back at some of the stories Coach Ben Swartzwalder's players talk about, whenever I see those guys at alumni functions, they talk about playing with that hard-nosed approach, playing with the chip on your shoulder, defending Syracuse for what it is, an exceptional school that has produced a lot of really good football players because they love the game. So for me, buying into this place was so easy because it felt right. Whereas a couple other jobs that I had, it just didn't feel the same. You know, both the community on campus, off campus, and the former players and former coaches. When Coach Mack comes in and says, "Hey, I heard about this kid. I heard he's a tough kid, a good student. And, you know, we've had kids from that part of the country do really well for us. You know, stay with them, Coach." It's like, yeah, it's like my dad talking to me. And, you know, all of those things are probably what made me feel so comfortable with feeling like I was a part of this. And then I joke with some of the alumni that come back and they say, "This is, you know, Coach Schaefer, take care of my team, my program." I said, "Hey, I'm with you. You spent 4 years here. It is your team." I said, "But you know what? I've spent more than 4 years too, so it's my team. I feel the same way about it as you. So I'm all in." And I think that's that sense of, you know, responsibility towards something we all love so much. That's why it's exciting to look at where we are right now and where we're going to go, and know that you're backed by people that have like value systems, not just in campus, but also off campus in the community. And it's an easy buy-in factor there for me. So, you know, I just feel like it fits like a glove.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. Dreisig Apparel. GearUpGuys.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. Apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
We're all creative. It's part of humanity. It's who we are. Dreisig Apparel allows us to take our ideas and bring them to life for our businesses, for our families, for our events. Dreisig Apparel, DreisigApparel.com. Whether you're looking for robes, t-shirts, polo shirts, pants, whatever it may be, when you want to put your logo on something, when you want to put a family's face on something, when you're doing a walk to support them, Dreisig Apparel allows you to customize what you need and gives you a staff that cares about the process, cares about the product, cares about the longevity of what you're getting from them. Dreisig Apparel truly cares about you and cares about what you're creating. Create with them today at DreisigApparel.com, DreisigApparel.com, and gear up with the real deal. If you're between the ages of 16 and 24, or you know someone who is, listen up. This is an opportunity for you to do better for yourself or to help someone in their lives to do better for themselves. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to learn the skills you need to find the jobs you want to be successful in this world. Your past mistakes are behind you. Your future accomplishments are with Job Corps. 315-478-5529. Call that number Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can go visit Job Corps at 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. It is number 300 in that building. 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. 300. It's on the third level of the 250 Harrison Street building in downtown Syracuse. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to get on the right path for you. No more excuses. Only doing good things for you, for your family, for your future family. Job Corps. Call 315 478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. When it comes to stress, sometimes it's too much. It's too difficult. We feel like we're all alone. Well, I've been there. I'm Dan Totora of Dan Totora Broadcast Media. I've had stress, and I made a decision one day to speak with someone that I truly feel like would help. And that's Deborah Crossman. I gave her an opportunity to sit down with me and go through some stress exercises that she's learned 315-247-9088 is the number for you to call to speak with Deborah Crossman and set up an appointment. Deborah did something called Faster EFT with me, where you work on your emotions. You work on bringing out what is stressing you out. And not only is it a technique that Deborah can sit down with you and you can learn from, but you can take it with you in every single day of your life. Deborah Crossman didn't just help me the day that I went to see her and work on my stress. She helped me and has helped me every single day of my life since then. Make the phone call now, 315-247-9088. Deborah Crossman, helping with stress, helping to guide, and helping you to focus on the most important person in your life, yourself.
You brought up your dad. How do you keep him alive in what you do?
I just try to stay true to who I am, stay true to who the kids are, and understand our plight is more than wins and losses. It's about the influence you can have on a young man that can help him become a better individual, better citizen down the road. Nothing better than getting an email, 10 years later saying, "Coach, just had my second child, just wanted to check in. Thanks so much for your influence." Those are all the stories I remember hearing about when my dad was a coach. And now that I'm becoming older, and now I'm starting to recruit some of my former players' children, that's probably how I carry the flag of Ron Schaefer, is staying true to why we coach football. And it's less about the X's and O's and more about the human element.
And lastly, you learned a lot, I'm sure, after the first year being a head coach. I mean, you had been with this team as a defensive coordinator, but if you could do anything differently, when you look back on year one, is there anything that sticks out to you? Or
there are a lot of things. You know, coaches are critics. That's what we do for a living. Sometimes when you carry it home, you got to quit being the coach because we're so damn critical of ourselves and the people in the program that have the same plight, or we're trying to get to have the same plight to take the program to the highest level. For me, it's more staying true, just staying true to what's most important. Things I could do better: I could limit the game plan so the kids don't have to think as much, so they can play fast and aggressive football. Sometimes we can stunt their growth by putting too much information on their plate, and then they're not playing at the full speed that you recruited them to play at. So sometimes I think the most profound thing we can do as a coach is keep it simple, to the point where by being simple, I always say simplicity leads to complexity. When it's simple, they play faster. Now, that doesn't mean you don't bring all your guns to the fight, but you may not bring three of the same type of guns to the fight. You already got that one. No reason to overthink it. Keep it simple. If in doubt, cut it out and let them run. And the other thing I used to always say to my defensive players for all my years is, when we'd finish a game plan in a practice on a Thursday, we'd have a Thursday closure meeting going into Friday and then obviously game day. And I'd always say, listen, if there's something in this game plan that you don't feel great about, come and see me after this meeting. Quietly tug on my shirt and say, "Coach, I just don't feel good about it." And if we agree that he doesn't feel good and there's too much gray in it, we'll throw it away and let him play in the black and white. And that's the key, in my opinion. So as a coach, I think making sure I stay true to that philosophical point of view of keeping things simple is probably key after year one.
Well, as always, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.